study is to read through the passage and then immediately you ask the participants to share their thoughts.
那这是最简单的。This
is the easiest way.
但是这个有时候这样的查经哦，有一点不太负责。But
it is also irresponsible.
所以我们需要准备。
We need to make ample preparation.
因此在A的第三哈。 要准备有意义的问题可以引导我们的讨论。
In the bullet point A, number three, it says that we need to prepare meaningful questions to guide the discussions.
就是这个问题能够带领我们进入很有意义的讨论。
And these meaningful questions will help us to enter into a meaningful discussion.
好，那路加17章11节到19节。
So let's come back to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
Hey, Carol, your theme is what? Yeah, topic.
The turning point.
The turning point. You have a theme for many parts.
It seems like you use the same topic for all the various passages.
Okay. Hey, I have two topics. I have
two topics. The first is that may glory be unto God, and the second is that your faith has healed you.
Great.
Chris's topic is the thankful Gentile.
请问为什么要加外邦人?
Why did you add Gentile?
Oh, 好，谢谢。
It says that there were 10 lepers that were cleansed, but only one returned, and even that one was a foreigner or Gentile.
刚刚这边有人举手，还有没有其他的？ 你的信救人，哪里呢？ Oh, that's very long. Under 10. Oh, okay.
The only topic I came up with is thankfulness.
那个 Chris 说，感恩的外邦人，这样也可以啊。
And so I think a thankful Gentile person or foreigner is also a good topic.
感恩的外邦人，如果加一个外邦人，这个就是指着很会感恩，但是还没有信耶稣，大概就是 Chris 本身。
I would say thankful Gentile, it means that someone who has not believed in God, and I think it refers to Chris himself.
那外邦人拿掉就是我们大家。And
if we remove the word foreigner or Gentile, then it refers to everyone of us.
好，那我们现在就来看了哈。 第一个
First point
什么恩典?
What kind of grace?
这十个人得到什么恩典?
Did these 10 people receive?
字面意思, 属灵含义, 然后生活应用。
Think about the literal meaning, the spiritual teaching, and the life application.
所以我们先来观察, 字面上来讲, 这十个人得到什么恩典?
So at the literal level, what kind of grace did these people receive? Their bodies were healed.
身体，特别是要讲麻风，specifically,
be healed of leprosy.
因为感冒得医治跟麻风得医治，这差很多。
There's a big difference between being healed of your cold versus being healed of leprosy.
那好，这是字面意思，那我们字面意思再加上解释。
为什么这个是很大的恩典？因为麻风是没有办法医的。And why is it such a great grace? It is because leprosy cannot be healed.
好，那属灵含义要进到第二步。And
so what is the spiritual teaching of this grace?
没有办法医的麻风病得到医治，属灵含义要怎么解释？How
can you explain an illness such as leprosy that cannot be healed, that is healed? And what's the spiritual teaching behind that? in men what is impossible in God it is possible.
这个属灵含义就是那个重点哈，那个重点是麻风病。
The spiritual meaning refers to the, the focus, which is leprosy.
那个属灵要怎么解释？哦，罪得到赦免，对，哦，罪得到赦免。
So sin forgiven. So leprosy spiritually refers to sin, and that is forgiven.
麻风是病，要把它解释做罪，要有圣经根据哦。
And so, because leprosy is a physical illness, in order to interpret it as with a spiritual meaning of sin, we need to have biblical basis for that.
那请问哪里可以找得到？
Where can you find the biblical justification for explaining leprosy as, in a spiritual sense, a sin?
你翻不出来没有关系，意思讲得出来就可以。
在那个 Deuteronomy 旧约时候，麻风是 considered 是不洁净的。
对。
不是所有的病都不洁净，但是麻风这种是 considered 不洁净的。
According to Deuteronomy, Leviticus.In the Old Testament, as said that the of all the sicknesses people could have, only leprosy was referred to being as unclean, and that is why it's sinful.
对，那现在这个病要把它解释做罪哈，有一个根据，主耶稣讲的话。
And there's actually spiritual basis from the Lord Jesus in interpreting leprosy as sin.
对，主耶稣说有病才用得着医生。
Lord Jesus said that only when you're ill, then you need a physician, and so he came to save sin.
哦，在一个税吏的家讲的。
And he was, he spoke these words in the house of a tax collector.
其实，在那个场合里面，主耶稣讲的病就是罪。
And in that setting, Lord Jesus spoke of, the illness, but the illness was sin.
那医生就是主耶稣本身。
And the physician was the Lord himself.
那有病的人就是指这税吏。
And those, the people who had sin or had illness were the tax collectors.
那在那个场合里面有一种人有病自己不知道有病是谁。
And there were those who did not realize that they had an illness, and who were they?
啊，法利赛人。
They were the Pharisees.
这个最可怜。
And they are the most pitiful.
因为医生就在前面呢。
Because the physician was right in front of him.
你有病，你不会觉得自己有病，你就不会去找他。
But because they did not realize even that they had sinned, therefore they did not seek the great physician.
好，所以第二个属灵含义，这个病就是指的罪。
And so the spiritual meaning of this physical illness or ailment is sin.
啊，那生活的含义，生活的应用。
So how can we apply this to our lives?
就是。麻风得医治这个生活的应用是什么？
How can we apply the teaching of leprosy healed in our everyday life?
就是我们实际生活哈，接受信主之后，罪得赦免。
It means that after we have believed in Christ, our sins have been washed away,
forgiven. 啊，拿一些见证。
And we can think of different testimonies.
因为如果麻风不医哈，第一个结果是死。
Because if we are not healed of our leprosy, the end result is death.
所以罪如果没有解决，我们是死。
If we do not resolve the problem of sin, we will end up, we will receive death.
那为了让我们了解恩典的可贵，所以你要把那个死解得很清楚，解释得很清楚。
So in order for us to understand the greatness of the grace that we receive, we need to explain the meaning of death very clearly.
就是肉的死跟灵的死。
We need to explain about the physical death and the spiritual death.
啊，还没有死以前呢，麻风病很可怕。
Before we die, the leprosy we have may be very terrible.
有的是耳朵烂掉，有的是鼻子烂掉，有的是手烂掉。
Perhaps the nose, the ears, and the fingertips may be rotten.
所以我们被罪控制的时候，我们的生活不像一个正常的人。
So when we're bounded by sin, our life is not normal.
人很可怜啊。
And it's very pitiful.
好，那恩典就是主耶稣医我们的病，医我们的罪。
And the grace is that the Lord Jesus healed our sin.
好，那我们现在从这一段哈，十一节到十九节来看。
Let's continue to read Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
好。 所谓感恩是怎么感恩法
？So he showed his thankfulness, and how did he show that？
你如果从从十四节一直看到十八节。
Let's read from verse 14 to 18.
好，你仔细看哦，然后从里面你要去观察、比较、分析，然后感恩，你找得出来。这一个人感恩到底什么叫感恩
？So we need to study this passage very carefully, comparing the different verses, and find out why is it that he said this man was thankful.
最少有三点。
There are at least 3 points.
我们最平常讲的感恩是什么？感谢什么，或者做见证，就是感恩。
An unusual way for us to show our thankfulness is to bear testimony, to speak of God's grace.
但是这一个人的感恩，你从他所做的，把他仔细分析来，会有三点。
But as we study what this man did, we find that he actually did 3 things.
第一个哈，比较这个九个人跟这个人什么不同
？First, we can compare the difference between this man and the other 9 lepers.
我们 先看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
洁净的不是十个人吗？九个人在哪里
？He said, "Were there not 10 cleansed,、oh. but where are the 9?"
啊，答案，九个人在哪里
？What's your answer to that question?
你猜想看看，那九个人在哪里
？Where are the other 9 people?
在家哦，这个大家都想得对了，在家。
They went home.
哦，这个是最自然的，因为离家有的。麻风病有的五年、十年，有几十年没有回家了。
It's possible that because of their leprosy, they could not go home for 5 years or 10 years.
所以九个人回家。
And so 9 of them went home.
一个人来找主耶稣。
Only one person came back to seek Jesus.
那这两个行动把它对照，就有一个字面的意思出来。
So if you compare, contrast the actions of these 2 types of actions, you'll find a special meaning.
什么字面的意思？
What's the literal meaning behind this?
用这样表达也可以啊。嗯，还有没有
？Are there other answers?
九个比一个，你把它比较起来哈、哦。啊，窄门哦。不错，是窄门。
The narrow gates.
第一个就是 priority， 是不是？因为你病医好了，你有很多事情要做吧，包括你去回家看你的财产，去理头发、洗个澡，很多事情嘛。
The first is that it shows their priorities. So once you're healed of your leprosy, perhaps you want to go home, take a shower, wash your hair. Take care of your finances.
但是还有一件就是回来感谢主耶稣。
But there is yet a very important thing that is to return to God to thank Him.
所以九个人来讲哦，主耶稣不是 priority.
And so for the 9 lepers, Jesus was not their priority.
但是对那一个人来讲，主耶稣优先顺序里面的第一个。
But to that one leper, the Lord Jesus was his priority.
好，那现在属灵的含义。
And so let's talk about the spiritual meaning.
什么是感恩？
What does it mean to be thankful?
感恩就是把神摆在第一位。
It means to put God first.
这个就是属灵含义。 好，生活应用。
And how can we apply this in our life?
什么叫做把神摆在第一个优先顺序，或者把神摆在第一位？
What does it mean to put God first?
谁可以举出来生活的运用？
How can we apply this? Give examples.
哦，安息日，对。
Observe the Holy Sabbath day.
哦，把所有的工作都安排开来，安息日就是安息日。
Arrange your personal business away from the Holy Sabbath day.
这个就是感恩
了。Observe the Sabbath day. And this is an act of thankfulness.
还有，我们再回到上一节讲的，是不是？十一捐啊。
And earlier we talked about tithe.
哦，就是我们做计划的时候，哦，十一捐不要把它算进去了，要先把它分别出来。
As we plan our finances, we should not leave that last, but we should set it up. Set it aside first.
这个叫感恩啊。
And this is an act of thankfulness.
哦，优先顺序，神第一。
To set our priority straight, to put God first.
那第二个哈，如果我们再仔细去观察。
And next, if we observe carefully.
这个九个人做的跟这一个人做的，哪一个比较困难？哪一个比较简单？
Which is easier, to be like the nine lepers or to be like the one leper?
哪一个比较简单？回家比较简单，还是去找主耶稣感谢比较简单？
Is it easier for someone to go home or to go back to Jesus to thank him?
哪一个比较简单？回家比较简单嘛，是不是？
Of course, it is easier to just go home.
因为家很温暖嘛。
Because there's warmth in the home.
那我们这样比较，你就知道哦，这一个人啊。他会来感恩哦，他不是被影响，也不是被勉强，他是自动自发。
From this, we can tell that the motivation behind someone's thankfulness is not that they're coerced or influenced by any way.
所以你在教会里面哦，如果很多人禁止祷告哦，其中有一些可能是看哦，大家都禁止，我不禁止也不好意思啊，他没有去吃啊。
For example, in the church, we may have fasting prayer, and perhaps there are members who stay to pray because other people stay, and they feel embarrassed to go and eat.
大家都在大扫除，很多人在扫，你发现有的人是被影响的。
And if everyone is cleaning the church, and some people may feel compelled to clean the church as well.
但如果有一天你发现一个人自己在祷告，
But if you find one day that there's one person praying alone by himself,
这个是自动自发，也没有人勉强他。
It means that this person pray out of his own will, voluntarily.
一个人自己在清会堂，这是自动自发的。
When there's one person cleaning the church alone, it means that this person volunteer.
所以，感恩就是从我们心里对神感谢，然后那种力量做出来，要感谢神，自动自发。
So if we're thankful, we do things out of our thankfulness, voluntarily.
第三个表现哈。
The third.Act.
如果比较十六节跟十二节，你仔细看，然后把它对照起来，感恩有什么不同
？If we compare verse 16 to verse 12, we'll find that there's a difference in the way they give thanks.
十二跟十六节比较。
Compare verse 12 and verse 16.
感恩有什么不同
？What's the difference in the way they give thanks？
他来求恩典的时候，跟他们来求恩典的时候，跟一个人来回来感恩的时候，那个态度上有什么不同
？What is the difference in terms of their attitudes when they came to seek healing from Jesus and when the one leper came back to thank Jesus？In the first case, they stood afar off, and in the second case, he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet.
来求恩是站着，来感恩是趴下来。
So when they came to seek help, they were standing. And then the second, when he came back to give thanks, he was on the ground.
这是字面意思。
So this is the literal meaning.
那现在解释属灵含义什么意思
？And so we will try and interpret the spiritual teaching.
感恩是什么？ 伏在耶稣的面前了。感恩是什么？谦卑，感恩是谦卑的。
It means that when we're thankful, we are humble.
真正感恩的人是谦卑的。
A person who is truly thankful is also humble.
好，那现在我们要用一个圣经节来支持我们的解释。
And so we need to use the Bible to support our interpretation.
好，哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节
Verse 7.
第四章第七节
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
使你们与人不同的是谁？你们有什么不是领受？或是领受，为着仿佛自夸不是领受的呢？
For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
我们一切都是从神领受的。
All that we have been received from God.
所以为什么人会骄傲？因为我领受的比你多。
Why is it that some people are proud? It is because they think that they have received more than the other person.
但是为什么有的人领受多还是很谦卑？
But why is it that there are some people who receive much yet they are very humble?
因为他知道这是领受的，不是我的，是神给我的。
Because they understand that they have received them, and it is not of their out of their own, but they have received them from God.
那神也可以拿走啊。
And they know that God can take what they have received anytime.
所以恩典是神给我们，因此一个人蒙恩是谦卑的，这个叫做感恩。
And so a person who truly knows the grace that they have received will remain humble.
那例子呢？
And can we think of examples of this teaching?
可以找一些例子啊，但以理书里面讲啊，尼布甲尼撒王。
An example would be in the book of Daniel, in the recordings about King Nebuchadnezzar.
对，他不知道感恩就跑到外面去了。
Because he was not thankful, he ended up being outside.
跟动物一样。
He ate grass like animals.
他看天知道啊，这个王是神给他，谦卑下来，他就回来当王。
Once he realized that his kingship was given by God, he humbled himself and he returned to his post.
好，那我们再回来路加十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
感恩有什么好处？
What is the benefit of being thankful?
一个人有感恩跟没有感恩，对这个人有什么不同？
What is the difference in terms of consequence between a person who is thankful and a person who is not thankful?
十二节跟十六节比较一下，有什么不同？
Once again, we can compare the verses 12 and 16.
感恩有什么不同？
What's the difference?In terms of consequence,
所以你十二跟十六把它对比较，你就会找到一个不同。
If we compare verse 12 to verse 16, we will find there's a difference.
Lena, 有什么不同？好。距离跟主耶稣的距离不一样。
The difference is the distance that they have between themselves and Jesus.
他可能是来到主的面前。
So the one that came back to thank God.Had the opportunity to be by the feet of Jesus.
这是字面意思。
And so this is the literal meaning.
好，那现在解释属灵含义。
So what is the spiritual teaching?
感恩能够拉近我们跟神的关系，为什么？
If we're thankful, we can draw close to God. Why?
因为感恩是献灵祭嘛。
Because our thanksgiving is a spiritual sacrifice.
神，我们祭品神喜悦，神就会，我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
And if our spiritual sacrifice is pleasing to God, the relationship between ourselves and God would be better.
哦，那感恩的反面是什么？
What is the opposite of being thankful?
啊，感恩的另外一面是什么？
Or what is the other aspect of thanksgiving?
一个人很会感恩，跟另外一个极端是什么？
What's the opposite of being thankful?
埋怨嘛，是不是？
To complain.
啊，那生活的应用。
So how can we apply this in our life?
啊，如果我们用夫妻的关系啊。
If we talk about the husband and wife relationship.
啊，丈夫外面上班回来就开始，这个讲太太，哎，整家乱七八糟，你是在做什么？
So the husband returns from home and noticed that the house is in disarray. And he says, wife, what have you been doing all day? The house is a mess.
哦，那现在太太就开始埋怨，哦，你看我看三个孩子好辛苦，你回来啊，就是翘着脚在那看电视，你到底在做什么？
And so wife says that we have three children and I take care of them all day long. And once you return home, what do? You do nothing. You just...Put up your feet and watch TV.
好，那这一对夫妻天天回来就是太太埋怨先生，先生埋怨太太。请问他的关系会怎样
？And so, every day they do this, and they complain about each other. And what kind of relationship would you think? Do you think they have?
虽然叫得很亲密 ，honey， 但是可能同床异梦。
Even though they may call each other honey, but they may be very different in their thoughts.
所以这个人如果埋怨哦，没有感恩的心啊，这个距离会越来越远。
And so if we only know to complain and have no heart of thanksgiving, our distance with God will be very far.
那我们跟神的关系就是夫妻的关系。
And our relationship with God is like the relationship between husband and wife.
好，那现在换一个态度。
So if we can change our attitude.
啊，这个先生回来。
When the husband returns home,
哦，太太，我说你真的很辛苦。这个三个小孩子不得了啊，这三个精力这么充沛，你整天跟他们缠的很辛苦。
He says, "Wife, you are. I really admire you because you have enough energy to deal with the three children who are hyperactive."
啊，让我来看顾他们，
你休息一下。Let me take care of them. Let them please go rest.
哦，那这个太太说，哇，你在外面哦。为着赚钱养家，一定受尽很多委屈，你也很辛苦、啊、
The wife may say that, husband, you have been working all day long. You may have suffered a lot of, difficult times at work, and you also have worked very hard.
好，赶快，我，你看孩子，我来准备很丰盛一餐给你吃。
While you watch the kids, I will prepare a very delicious meal for you to enjoy.
哎，你发现这对夫妻关系不一样啊
？You'll find that the relationship between the husband and the wife would.
为什么
be different.
因为都有感谢的心。
Why? Because they both have a heart of thanksgiving.
那当我们感谢神，神就赐给我们越多。
And when we thank God, God will give us more.
这是第一个好处。
So this is the first benefit.
第二个好处，第一个好处就是跟神的关系会越来越好。
The first benefit is that our relationship with God would be better and better.
第二个好处。
The second benefit.
十九节。
Verse 19.
如果结论是什么？什么好处？十九节，你的信救了你。那个你是单数还是多数
？It says your faith has made you well.
哦，单数只有一个。哦，这个救了你啊，第一个就是肉体。
Refers to being saved physically.
那当然也可以指的灵性。
And it can also refer to spiritual salvation.
啊，所以。如果一个人懂得感恩，跟谁关系都很好，到最后就是他的灵魂可以得救。
So if a person can be thankful and have a good relationship with God, he will receive salvation.
好，所以这个就是我们所谓的查经要准备。
And so this is what it means to be prepared for Bible study.
就是很深入的去思考、分享，然后用一些问题来引导讨论。
In this way, we can dig deep into the Bible and to come up with meaningful questions to have a good discussion.
好，那我们再来一节哈，再一段，那我们就结束吧。
We're going to turn to a different passage, and then we're going to finish this session.
啊，路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
哦，十三节一直
verse 13
到三十五节。
To 35.
这个大概长了一点哦。
This is a little bit long.
就是两个门徒要往以马祖市的道路去。
There were two disciples who were on the way to Emmaus.
那如果我们带领带领查经查这一段。
If we need to lead a Bible study on this passage.
主题是什么？
What topic or title would you give the session?
因为我们没有时间，所以没有办法进入，只有八分钟。那我们现在进入 B。
Because we don't have enough time, we only have 8 minutes. We're going to continue on to point B.
第二个我们在带领查经要有圣灵的引导。
The first point is that as we lead the Bible study, we need to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚读那个二十四章，路加二十四章。
In Luke chapter 24, we read.
四十五节。
Verse 45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，他们就明白圣经。
It says, Lord Jesus opened their understanding so that they might comprehend the scriptures.
所以如果圣灵开我们的心你圣经看得很深入，那我们那个查经就会很有造就。
If the Holy Spirit opens our eyes, then we can understand the Bible passage well, then everyone would be edified.
所以因此我们在查经以前要祷告。
And so before we have the Bible study, we need to pray.
如果时间够，最少五分钟或十分钟。
If we have enough time, we should pray for at least 5 minutes or to 15 minutes.
有时候查经的聚会祷告最好 有的是最后祷告十五分钟，也有的把它放在前面十五分钟。
Some Bible study groups pray for 15 minutes at the end, after the Bible study. Some pray before the Bible study.
因为到最后有时候会拉长，往后会拉长。
Because towards the end of the discussion, we may not be able to finish on time.
有的祷告两分钟就结束，因为太晚了。
And it may last over time, and then the prayer may have to be shortened.
放在前面有一个好处，如果大家很迫切祷告，圣灵真的在运行，你发现神在带领，那一次查经我们查得很深入，大家都得到造就。
So there's a benefit in putting the prayer first, so that God's Spirit can move among us, and we can have a very fruitful discussion.
那第三点就是有效的执行。
The third point is to execute. The Bible study well.
一般是最多不要超过十二个人。
The general recommendation is that the group should not exceed 12 participants.
那小的小组大家能够发言，因为一旦人多那会变成一组当中有小组。
This will allow people opportunity to share, because once we have a larger group, people may start breaking up into little groups.
那第二个我们最后要祷告，求神给我们能力能把所学的能够把它行出来。
The second, we should pray together for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that the power to practice what we learn can be with us.
因为最后的目的就是要让我们生活能够合乎真理。
Because our ultimate purpose is so that our the way we live our life can be in accordance with the truth.
第三点。
The third point,
我们一般查经之前就轮流把圣经读一遍。
Usually we have all the participants read the passage together.
那第四点呢？然后主讲的人大概用十五分钟，不要超过二十分钟来讲解他的重点。
And the fourth point is that the Bible study leader would give a brief introduction about the passage, which would usually take about 15 to 20 minutes.
那第五点就是用一些问题这样一段一段来引导讨论。
And the fifth point is that then this person would then lead discussion using questions to stimulate the discussion.
那留意的事项。
Things to pay attention to.
就要避免少数人很长的分享，有的一下分享十五分钟，一下时间就过去了。
Avoid lengthy sharing by a particular person. Some people may feel compelled to speak for 15 minutes, and then the time is up.
如果有的人讲得太长我们可以用比较委婉的话请他暂时停，让其他的人有机会来分享。
So if we notice a particular person is taking up a lot of time, we can kindly guide the discussion so that other people can have an opportunity to share.
这样大家有参与感，才不会变成被一个人独占。
And so we can avoid a person monopolizing the discussion and involve everyone in this discussion.
那第二个要把讨论带回到主题。
A second is that the Bible study leader should steer the discussion back to the main topic of this passage.
有度讨论到最后，讨论到爬山去了，讨论到滑雪、钓鱼去了。
It's very easy for people to go off on a tangent about the ski trip they had or the fishing trip they had.
所以那个主领的人到最后一定把他拉回来。我们是在讨论这一段圣经对生活的应用。
So the Bible study leader has the responsibility to lead the discussion back to the main topic or the theme of the Bible passage.
那第三点就是避免深奥的神学理论。
The third point is to avoid profound theological presentation.
有的人可能很深入的了解圣经，但是如果讲得太深，其他人听不懂。
Some members may have very deep understanding theologically, and if he spends a lot of time talking about these things that others don't understand, it may not be fruitful.
所以我们一般的这个家庭的查经就是很生活化的，很普遍性的这样来查经。
And so usually for our family Bible study, we use life applications or things that people can relate to.
那神学理论呢，另外再有需要再去讨论。
And we can reserve theological points for a different type of setting.
那最后一点哦，我们查经要避免讨论教会的行政跟人事。
The fourth point is to avoid talking about church administration and personal conflicts.
比方说要防备法利赛人的笑。
For example, we're talking about avoiding the yeast of the Pharisees.
那有的人就借题发挥啊，教会那个职会都是法利赛人。
So someone might take this opportunity to talk about the church council and saying that members of the church council are Pharisees.
做了一大堆决定，难担的重担给人担，自己都不做。
And they may say that they have made so many decisions, and place burden on others that they themselves cannot bear.
我是比方的，不是真的发生的。
And then later he may say, "Oh, I'm just using it as an example, even though it's not true."
所以不要让讨论会变成这个查经变成在讨论教会的行政跟人事，这样就没有造就了。
And so we should avoid talking about controversial issues such as church administration, or inside controversies.
还有两分钟，有什么问题？
We have 2 minutes. Do you have any questions?
以上所讲的，好像在教大家学游泳。
What I had mentioned before is sort of the same as teaching you how to swim.
但是要游得好，还是要跳下去。
But in order to swim, you need to jump into a pool and actually do it.
实际真的花时间去查考、去带领，那我们就会一直进步。
So if you are willing to spend the time and actually try and lead Bible study, you will continue to improve.
所以理论上知道是好的，但是要真的进步，要实际去做。
It is good to know the theory of Bible study, but it is important also to actually do it.
好，我们一起祷告来结束。
Let us pray together to conclude.